This program is a paid commercial announcement produced and paid for by Jacob Media Partners. No statements made during the Thrive Retirement Roadmap radio show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investment, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed. David Bizarre, Brent Elam, and Karen Bizarre of Thrive Financial Services and Thrive Capital Management are licensed to offer investment advisory services through Thrive Capital Management, LLC, a Pennsylvania State Registered Investment Advisor. Office headquarters located in Fort Washington and offices of convenience used exclusively for client meetings at Exton, Yardley, and Cherry Hill.
Now on Talk Radio 1210, WPHD, WPHD, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. The Thrive Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts David Bizarre, Karen Bizarre, and Brett Elam of Thrive Financial Services and Thrive Capital Management. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. David and Brett are co-authors of the book, Roadmap to Retirement, Navigating Your Way to Peace of Mind. The Thrive team has been recognized by Suburban Life Magazine and Philadelphia Magazine as one of the area's top wealth management firms. They've been featured in numerous publications such as the Wall Street Journal, CBS News, Fox, NBC, and ABC as well. But their greatest accomplishment yet is their ability to talk to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone is always open at 800-516-5861 or visit thrivefinancialservices.com. Now, here's David, Karen, and Brett, along with Joe Krause.
And a good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome into Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show, as we come to you on this Saturday morning right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We're here every Saturday morning, and I like to explain, David, when people ask me, hey, when's Roadmap to Retirement on? When's that financial show on that you're doing? We start the day. We start the weekend every Saturday morning at 6 a.m., and the Thrive Army continues to show up every Saturday morning, and the show has elevated itself in January of this year with a tweak or a change that you guys have decided to, or that you decided to make, and I'm loving it. You're going two and three layers deep on each topic that we're covering on a weekly basis.
Yeah, and the response has been awesome from it. As a matter of fact, from last week's show, the amount of phone calls and email and text messages we got really helped us design today's show, right? So we're going to be talking a lot about the SECURE Act. We mentioned it a little bit, but we're going to go into a much deeper, what the ramifications, the good, the bad, the ugly. And again, the fact that we're hearing from the Thrive Army and our listening audience, we just keep encouraging that. You know, anytime you have got a question, you can call us at 800-516-5861, or you can email us at info@thrivefinancialservices.com. And we'll make sure that we cover that topic either in next week show or certainly in the near future.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, a shout out to one of the listeners who actually called in December, had a conversation with you about something they wanted to see or hear, on the weekly show. And part of that conversation was a little bit more detail on some of the stuff that we're talking about. So listen, Delaware Valley, we hear you. Thrive Financial Services hears you. This program is all about educating you as you begin that roadmap to retirement, as you start planning to get on that roadmap to retirement, and or you're already on the road, you're just hitting bumps in the road and taking left turns when you should be making right turns. That's a fair assessment of what we are, correct?
100%, Joe, and I think that's cool. And the other thing, I just, you know, as somebody who's been involved with radio as long as you've been, don't you find also there's a bit of a uniqueness with us in the sense that we're local?
No doubt.
You know? know, like a lot of the financial shows that I listen to and just, you know, kind of seeing what's out there and what their conversations are, you know, it's a pre-recorded show. It's coming from somewhere else in the country. They don't really know Philadelphia and understand the audience in Philadelphia. So I think we bring a degree of authenticity and realness because we're meeting a bunch of you, you know, on a weekly basis, either at our workshops or again, through the emails or our podcast, which has become incredibly, you know, incredibly popular for the folks that, you know, don't get up at 6 a.m. We try to encourage them because we think there's that much in value in the show. But our podcast, you know, is a duplication of the show that people can listen at their leisure, right? So you can get that if you, you know, if you've got an Android product and you got Google Play Store, you could just look up Live with Thrive. Or if you're on iTunes, you can get on iTunes Live with Thrive and you could listen at your leisure. But if you're, you know, if you're a steady listener, hey, we encourage you to keep. We love that we know we've got a live audience. It's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And we want to continue to encourage you to come out to one of the complimentary workshops, Brett. They have been so meaningful in just so many ways. And I think the one constant that runs through the workshop is that one unconditional guarantee, you will leave more educated at the end of the workshop than before you walked into the workshop. And that's not being disrespectful to you. That's just the reality of it.
And the second comment we hear is we always leave with more questions than we came here with as well, which naturally goes with exactly what you just said, Krause. And again, we're just trying to get a pulse from the Thrive Army and figuring out what topics do we want to hear more about. And again, what we're going to go back and talk about today, something that David kicked the year off with, talking about the Secure Act, where it seems like we're going to start jumping to another topic. But no. People want to understand. We call it the game changer. During our workshop now, we introduce and talk about that Secure Act a little bit as a game changer. So we're going to go deep a little bit into today's show. Again, just providing education and simply being an advocate. And again, we always have two options that we can take with anything we can talk about. We can be a planner and be proactive and go against it, or we can be a procrastinator and just simply be reactive and kicking the can down the road. So we're all about just sharing the information as we learn it and just sharing actionable steps with the listening audience of how we can be proactive with all these changes that that are being thrown our way.
One other programming alert or programming reminder, if you're a female member of our listening audience on Saturday mornings, details are continuing for the Women's Revolution with Karen Bazaar. We're going to host that right here at the beautiful brand new studios, 2400 Market Street. More details, Karen, for that. But if they want to get registered or they want information and they want to get on the VIP list or the invite list, simply drop you a line at info@thrivefinancialservices.com.
Yep. Let us know if you're interested, and we're working on it now, and I'm very excited about it.
I'm starting to think that the time frame for this will potentially be out in the month of May, maybe right around Mother's Day. I thought would be a good time to start to plan that. So we'll get into that in more detail. But please notify us at info@thrivefinancialservices.com. David, we still have a few minutes left in this opening segment, 3.5 to be exact. I'm going to give you the floor for opening thoughts.
Yeah, so we're gonna continue it today with the Secure Act. There's so much information out there. You know, we're in very interesting times, right? So number one, like every day, you know, the market makes a new high. And that's starting to become an area of concern for a lot of people that we visit when they come in for the Thrive Retirement Roadmap Review, that complimentary consult that we do. I think a lot of people are starting to recognize that, like, how much more legs does this thing have? And am I at a stage of life where I should be more concerned about protecting what I have, owning the gains that I've made over the past 11 years? Or do I stay the course? Do I keep my money at risk and take a chance that there may be a correction that comes while I'm waiting to figure out what's happening? And, you know, do I end up losing 5% or 10% or 15 or 20? And like Karen said last week in the show, when people hear percentages, a lot of times, you know, maybe I could. But when you translate it to dollars, you know, I mean, think about it. If you've got $1 million IRA portfolio and you lose 20% of that, I mean, that's $200,000 of the principal that basically goes away. Now, the experience has been over the past 10 and a half, 11 years. Yeah, well, it's going to come back. Like we saw, you know, back in 18 and that kind of October, November, December, market went down 25%. And then since then, it's come roaring back. But what you have to ask yourself a question is, if I was withdrawing money because either required minimum distributions or I just needed distributions out of my IRA accounts to cover monthly expenses, would the results have been the same of that recovery? And it's a simple math equation. No, right? I mean, if you're taking money out of a declining asset while it's declining, that's a big darn deal. So that's one thing I want people to think about. Now, the rest of the show, what we'll talk about is what's happening with the SECURE Act. What's the good? What's the bad? What's the ugly? And I want to say, Joe, there are some things that people really need to be thinking about. And one of those things that will hit hard today is the concept of the stretch IRA, the inherited IRA, and the demise of it. And what are those consequences?
Good stuff. We're going to get into detail about that. I do want to direct the audience to an opportunity that's on the website by going to thrivefinancialservices.com, and perhaps this will make more sense when we get to the end of the show. You can get that sample RMD tax report that we talked about last week. It's complimentary on the website, very easy for you to go to get there. The website is certainly filled with resources, and that's one I think that's super important for the audience to know it's there and to be able to go and do that. We'll get to our first commercial break here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT as we come to you on a Saturday morning. One workshop on the 30th of January at the Indian Valley Library, 100 East Church Avenue. That is in Telford. Start time for that workshop is 7 p.m. Brett, and I know you guarantee that everything gets wrapped up in about 90 minutes, 60 to 90 minutes. So go to the website and get registered for that. We'll get to a commercial break. Back in a moment. And welcome back, everyone, to Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We're here every Saturday morning, and we thank you very much for being with us on a Saturday morning.
Thank you for having us, Joe. So here, we're going to chat a little bit more about the SECURE Act that we've been talking about. So everybody out there listening, if you're just coming in, there's a new law in town and it wants us to help improve your retirement savings outlook. At least that's what the hope is. It's setting every community up for the Retirement Enhancement Act, known as, again, the SECURE Act.
And the SECURE Act went into effect January 1st, 2020.
Yes.
Correct.
But the problem with the SECURE Act is it has many moving parts. So some of the provisions are aimed at individual savers and some are focused on employers. So people are out there asking us, and some people don't even know it's happened or that it's even an option. But the big picture is that the act brings major changes to IRAs and 401ks. It includes ability to delay distributions now. It used to be 70 and a half. And again, people were confused by when am I actually 70 and a half? So that age has been increased to age 72. And it reduced flexibility for inherited IRAs and penalty-free withdrawals for new parents. So we're going to start talking about those. And again, if anybody's listening and they have questions, take a look at our website, thrivefinancialservices.com. Give us a call, 800-516-5861, because you have to know how this is going to affect you, your retirement, and your legacy plan.
So we'll probably go through like 8 or 9 different things that people should be considering with this new SECURE Act change to it. So that'll probably be the rest of the show. The perceived good is that there's been a extension to the age of 72 to take distribution. So the takeaway for that is people that have larger IRA accounts, right? So maybe $500,000 and above. If they're not completely reliant and like their thought was, geez, why do I need this money? By going out to age 72, it's going to give more time for tax planning. Like Brett said, instead of procrastinating and waiting till age 72 to do something about this particular ticking tax bomb, we now have years available to go out there and make some changes. We're going to focus on that throughout the rest of the show. The one area that I want to really stress, which I view as being the bad part of it, is the elimination and the treatment of stretched IRAs, right? So that's where a beneficiary, after a mom and dad have passed, and the beneficiary, which usually will be the children, are inheriting a larger IRA account. What's the tax consequences of that? So I'll give a couple examples, but you know, the provision in the Secure Act throws a lot of cold water on that strategy of the stretch IRA, sorry, and you know, how money kind of gets passed to children and even grandchildren. Now, something that was not necessarily in vogue or a consideration in the past is now becoming very apparent and should be considered as part of a financial plan to help with that. So if you anticipate getting any type of a sizable, and here's what's interesting, Joe, and these guys can comment on it as well. Like when we sit down with folks for the Thrive Retirement consultation, we do that roadmap review. One of the questions we ask is, you know, are you interested, are you concerned about legacy? Meaning, you know, leaving money to heirs and beneficiaries. And I would tell you with about 90% of the time, mom and dad said, well, not really. We want to make sure that we get through retirement successfully. And if there's any money left over, God bless, it kind of goes to the kids. 90% of the time, that's what we hear. But then we help people understand that a lot of people we visit with have two really good Social Security checks. One of the spouses or the individual may have a pension check. And then when we ask about expenses, the expenses end up being pretty low.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Right? So, you know, somewhere between maybe like $4,000 and $8,000 a month. So when you add up the cash flow from two Social Security checks, a pension check, and, you know, all of that, and then a required minimum distribution, you go, you know, chances are, other than your distribution, you're never going to touch these IRA accounts. So I know you don't necessarily are concerned about it, but chances are you're leaving that money. Now, prior to the Secure Act and the stretch IRA elimination, wasn't such a big deal. Like I have an example here that I wrote down. Let's say, here's the deal, right? Consider a 22-year-old inheriting $1 million IRA as a non-spouse beneficiary would be required to take a minimum distribution of $16,400 or 1.64% of the account's value in the first year. Okay? So because when the stretch IRA existed, the RMD was calculated based on the life expectancy of the beneficiary, so much lower. Easy distribution. And if that beneficiary was a good income earner, it really didn't have a huge amount of impact. But let's look at the same thing today, right? So now there is, with the stretch IRA provision being eliminated, the Secure Act says that you don't have to take an RMD, but all of the money in that IRA has got to be distributed out within 10 years. So if you got $1 million account, 10 years, if we just divide it out equally, that means you got to take $100,000 a year for 10 years. So now let's say you're a 30-year-old recipient of a, you know, family IRA account, and you're making $65,000, $75,000, $80,000 a year, and now you're getting $100,000 extra. It's pretty obvious that's going to create tax implication. Okay. So one of the things that has popped back into vogue to help people plan better, even though people were thinking they didn't need any planning, we're now making them recognize that you're probably going to leave money. And if you had a choice, would you like to do it in a tax efficient way versus, you know, a reactive way with no tax planning, and then have your beneficiaries suffer the consequences of that? And, you know, if it's a caring, empathetic parent, obviously the answer is let's do whatever we can. So as we go through the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about a concept. You can do a couple things, right? Number one, we could do qualified charitable distributions as a way to work with, reducing tax bills. But if it's going to be for beneficiaries, the only thing that's really going to work today is a charitable charitable remainder trust. A charitable remainder trust. And it becomes something that's relevant with somebody that's got, at a low side, about $500,000 sitting in their IRA accounts that'll probably pass on and up from there. So that's something we want to kind of bring to people's attention. It may have been foreign. Maybe you've heard about it in the past. But with this new rule change in the SECURE Act, it's now much more apparent.
And Krause, it's amazing that with this, again, what's the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So again, this SECURE Act has become a game changer, and it's blown us away how much our phones are going off the hook. Krause, again, if you're tuning in today and saying, what's the SECURE Act? What are they talking about? Again, if you're a regular listener and you're like, what's the SECURE Act? Because we've been talking about it over the last couple months. Again, just reach out to us at 1-800-516-5861. These are all topics that we talk about at our complimentary workshops when people come in as part of that complimentary session. Again, you can reach us at 1-800-516-5861. You can always reach out to us at info@thrivefinancialservices.com. Again, to order that complimentary session, because Krause, the one thing, again, whether you're a procrastinator or a planner, there's only three places that your money's going to go when you're no longer with us: the government, loved ones, and charity. And when you sit down, when every single person comes in a part of that Thrive Retirement Roadmap review, I bet you can't believe when I ask them to rank, where do you want your money to go? Charity, loved ones, or the government? You'll never guess what's number three every time. The government. That's right. Sure. No one ever comes to how do I pay more taxes in retirement workshop hosted by Thrive. We host tax efficiency workshops by Thrive. So when people have the desire to get as much money to their loved ones, as much money to charities, government bad, loved ones and charities good, is again, everything we've talked about. David just talked about the charitable remainder trust. When we get to the next segment, we'll dig into it. Is now a new normal has been created. The game changer, the stretch IRA, as David just spoke about, is now gone, is now we have to change the way we were thinking of a new normal has now been established. Again, these are the things that we're going to talk about on today's show and the things that we share with people as part of that Thrive Retirement Roadmap. My gosh, I do have a large IRA. Brett, Karen, David, how do I proactively make sure it doesn't end up in the wrong person's hands?
We have about a minute until we get to the end of this opening segment. If you're sitting out there, if somebody's sitting out there in the listening audience and they had received, when their parents died, they had received a large IRA that was sitting, that is still sitting there, does the new change, they're not grandfathered into something that was before, the SECURE Act now applies to them. Are they now on the 10-year clock? I guess that's what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, the 10-year clock counts for anyone who passes this calendar year moving forward. So if you already had an inherited IRA, 2019 and before, stays the same.
It stays the same.
But now, and again, you're thinking, I don't worry about the kids that are going to get all the money that I'm going to get. But think about it. Your parents may still be alive, or all of a sudden you're going to be getting that income on your tax return as well.
Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show, as we come to you on a Saturday morning. We'll get to a commercial break. We'll continue with the good conversation on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Back in a moment. And back here on Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show. Don't forget to go to thrivefinancialservices.com. Scroll down to the middle of the page. You'll see the details for the upcoming workshop on the 30th of January. That is at the Indian Valley Library. Simply click on the green tab for details, Brett, and then that will walk all of our new potential listeners who are going to come out to the workshop.
Yeah, we've been going to the Indian Valley Library since the summer of 2015, and my gosh, do they show up each and every time.
That's
we're always
great.
Excited to go back. We're going to be there next Thursday, and we're going to be back on February 5th as well. So always excited to visit our friends up at the Indian Valley Library.
Awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah, so again, we're going to go through that list today. I'm going to volley. I'm going to let Karen kick things off. I'm going to go a little bit back and forth, just talking about everything that we just spoke about, the SECURE Act here, and things of how you can be proactive. Again, always get legal and accounting advice with anything that we share with you, but some things how you can be proactive. Again, do not be a procrastinator. Be proactive with all these things we're sharing. So go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, and if you're out there listening and you don't have a financial advisor, the this information definitely, as we're throwing it out there, makes you understand, or hopefully understand, that yes, we really need to have somebody to help us through these different situations that are happening. And then another thing to keep in mind, people are like, oh, we'll pay the taxes, we'll pay the taxes. But, you know, I don't know about you, Brett, but do you know what tax rates are going to be in the next 10 to 15 years?
That's again, remember, with the new normal that's been established, 2026 and beyond, no idea. No idea.
And they're probably going to go up. So if you have the opportunity to be proactive, then I say, my gosh, you should definitely do it. So here we go. And remember, Joe, we touched on it last time, that if it's January 1st, 2020, if someone passes away, this is where the stretch IRA is gone. So you kind of want to plan ahead for inherited IRAs. So if you inherited, you used to have enough time to take out what you want. But now, if you're looming, if you know that you have larger IRAs or you know you're going to be inheriting one, now might be the time to sit down and start making a plan for the pace of your withdrawals to avoid a big tax bill, or at least be prepared that there's going to be a big tax bill. So you have 10 years to deplete your account. Start thinking strategically.
And I know from previous shows, quickly, let me just inject this. I know from previous shows, and correct me if this is, tell me if this is accurate, that amount of money coming into the income changes my level of income, which affects my level on Medicare, for example, or the amount of money I have to pay for that.
I'm smiling at you, my friend. You're a very good listener. The domino effect is what we'll call it. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who have come out to one of our workshops, know that we nickname required minimum distributions and or IRAs, we call them ticking tax bombs. And now we can make every letter in ticking tax bomb capitalized because the Secure Act has now forced that upon us. So when Karen just talks about plan ahead for these inherited IRAs, all of a sudden IRAs have become just horrendous estate planning vehicles. They're good for you. Again, the thought process is put money away while you're working in your highest income years so that you can pull money out when you're retired in your lower earning years so you can pay lower in taxes. Again, conventional wisdom talks about that all the time, and we talk about that at our workshop as well, and everyone puts their hand up. Yeah, I'm very familiar with that. But yet everyone in the workshop also says, I have no idea where taxes are going to be in 2026, except we all know they're going up. I go, well, then in theory, they've convinced you to put money away while you're working with a certain tax rate, with uncertain tax rates in the future, but you're telling me it's going to go up. The other thought, and Karen just shared it, and you just said it as well, Krause, think about it. When you are supposed to be inheriting money, whether the listening audience has parents, or whether you're thinking about it, I have parents or my children, is typically when you are going to inherit money is supposed to be actuarially in your highest earning years, which now all of a sudden, instead of that stretch concept of being able to take a little bit each year, now it's being forced upon you that you need to be taking these monies out over a 10-year time period. And again, what we're talking about here, again, 1-800-516-5861. You're saying, hey, this sounds like me. I better get my complimentary review, that Thrive Retirement Roadmap. What's this going to look like for me? Not only for me, but you also need to think about what happens when the first one of you passes away. Again, not necessarily directly affected by the Secure Act. Again, you're the in-between when it gets to the next generation, yes. But again, it's that much more important of all these things that we talk about in trying to be proactive. So again, it's thinking about rethinking IRAs as estate planning vehicles. Again, they've become almost these ticking tax bombs where we need to be thinking about we're probably going to be talking about Roth conversions as a way to be proactive. Things like David spoke about, we talked about charitable remainder trust or qualified charitable distributions or looking at life insurance. That's going to become a gigantic one. Again, trust planning, all these things coming back into play. But it also needs to restart thinking about the way we're thinking. Brett, do I start thinking about Roth instead of traditional? Again, everyone's situation is different. And again, please, please, please never take advice directly from the words that are coming out of our mouth, because we're passionate about being fiduciaries, meaning putting in place what is right for each individual situation. Is come in and get that complimentary report. Brett, should I stop putting money in the IRA, going to the Roth? Brett, what's the alternative? Where's life insurance? Where's the charitable remainder trust? Where do all these different things pop in? These are all the things David, Karen, and myself, we're passionate about just laying it on the line and saying, we may want to entertain these things. Good, Karen, what do we got next?
So we're going to chat. I'm going to start the conversation off with Roth conversions, but we might end up going into it in the last segment. But mm-hmm. just real quick, some people out there are thinking, well, why don't I just put my money into a Roth IRA? Just, you know, I'm going to stop now. I'm just going to start putting my money into a Roth. But unfortunately or fortunately, there's income limits. And if you make too much money, Joe, you might not be aware of this. If you make too much money, and I think in 2020, if you're married, I think the income limit's about 196 to 206,000 with some caveats in there. And then single is a little different amount. But if you make too much, you can't. You're not allowed to do it, but you can do Roth conversions. So that's really important to keep in mind. And some 401ks might even offer Roth IRAs. It's really important to keep an eye out. And I, you know, we see people going into this, putting money in their 401ks, and we're like, you're just adding to your tax problem. So again, like Brett said, don't take what we're saying to heart and act on it, but really you want to sit down with somebody who knows what they're doing. And I would encourage you, if you have an advisor and they're not talking about anything that we're talking about, come on in for a second opinion. We'd love to see you guys. So Roth conversions. All right. Good news is they raised the age. The Secure Act has raised the age now to 72, which we keep beating, you know, keep talking about it. But now if you were 68 and looking at retirement, now you have a few more years to do those Roth conversions. And what you basically do is you take money that's in a traditional IRA and you take some out, you pay your taxes, and then you put it into a Roth IRA. There is a strategic way to do it. Yes, you're going to have to pay income tax on that money, but pay the tax now instead of later. And you're reducing, you don't have to take those RMDs. Again, like you said, it has that ripple effect. If you take out too much money, then you're going to have to pay more in your Medicare charges. And that, and then that's a balance.
You know? We always have a saying in our office, do you want to pay the tax on the seed or the harvest? And that's what the Roth conversion story is.
And Roths are great because you don't have to pay taxes on the gains when you start making money.
Yeah, along the lines with what Karen's saying there, Krause, and as we're wrapping up this segment, one of the big changes was they eliminated the age in which you could make an IRA contribution. Before, there was an unlimited age only in a 401k, but if you are now still working past the age of 70 and a half, now 72, et cetera, you can now continue to contribute to those IRAs. Again, whether it's Roth or traditional, before we no longer had the ability to do so, but now you do. Again, these are all big things that we can talk about of ways to lower the tax bill. As Karen talked about Roth conversions, we meet some people who have had some significant net worths that have come into the office recently, and we share some of these sophisticated strategies with them about how they could do them in a very tax-efficient way and why it makes sense. And again, all these things we talk about, Krause, we're passionate about. Again, visit us at Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, ThriveFinancialServices.com. You can email us directly at info@ThriveFinancialServices.com, or you can always reach out to us at 1-800-516-5861. Again, and feel free to schedule that complimentary Thrive Retirement Roadmap, and we'll make sure that we talk about how that Secure Act applies to you.
Yeah, so important. You know, every week I sit and listen to the show like a listener. I get educated, I learn, and then I always get more questions that pop into my mind. Hey, what if...
That's the one thing I promised you from the workshop.
No doubt.
You always leave with more questions than you came with. That's the same exact thing.
That's it. That's exactly right. And I don't have time to get into it now, but quickly, what if... When my mother died, she left me property that's worth $1 million right now with no mortgage on it. How does that factor into what my roadmap to retirement should be or should look like? So please take it from me. Get to ThriveFinancialServices.com. And I'm not anyone other than a consumer like our listeners. Yep. And I want you to get the best information. We'll get to a commercial break here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And we'll continue the conversation back in a moment. And back here on Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show, the Secure Act is the topic of conversation that we've started today. We're going to finish today, and then I'm going to continue to encourage listeners, Brett, to contact Thrive Financial Services and learn more for sure.
Yeah, that's it, Krause. You know, 2 weeks ago, we gave the lowdown. We called it the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we talked about all the different types of annuities that were out there. Well, this is one thing that changed with the Secure Act. The Secure Act has made it easier for employers to make annuities as part of your 401k offerings. So the important thing to understand is get educated. If you all of a sudden find that an annuity is inside your 401k, the very first thing we share with people is, if you're going to get educated about it, is find the fiduciary. Again, don't go to somebody that is just selling annuities that are out there. If you are going to consider an annuity, if it happens to be inside your retirement plan, work with a fee-based financial advisor. David talked about it last week, how important and what the responsibilities of a fiduciary is that if indeed you find an annuity is all of a sudden part of your retirement plan, get educated and find out, how does that apply to me? Last strategy I can think about is talking about that SECURE Act, and something that we're passionate about all the time is thinking about delaying Social Security. One of the questions we ask in the workshops all the time is, who's getting guaranteed 8% on their money? And very few hands go up during our workshops. And what we share with people is, don't forget, every year you delay your Social Security, you're getting that guaranteed 8% growth. Another segment we talk about at our workshop is how Social Security is so tax efficient. And because of that, we talk about, spend your IRA assets down. Again, the ticking tax bomb. How can I afford to delay my Social Security? We know we have some assets, these IRAs, that are a ticking tax trap. Do not be afraid to spend those assets down earlier to allow for your Social Security to be delayed. And again, if you're intrigued, Brett, I thought Social Security is taxed like everything else. These are all topics that we talk about as part of that complimentary session. Again, 1-800-516-5861. Again, you can email us at info@thrive. Again, that's T-H-R-I-V-E, thrivefinancialservices.com, or you can always visit our website, thrivefinancialservices.com.
Yeah, just to piggyback on what Brett just said, it actually is becoming very rewarding when we sit with folks and they actually ask that question. Right? It's like, okay, so I'm starting to understand what you're saying. Like, I've got these IRA assets and I got Social Security and I got to make a decision. And what we help people go through, Joe, is this kind of transition period, because there is no playbook, right? I mean, everybody hears and they're like, okay, well, I have to retire, then I got to start taking Social Security. I can't retire until I'm 65 because I want to get on Medicare before I, you know. It doesn't have to be that way. There is no cookie cutter, boilerplate retirement playbook. It's completely dependent upon your situation, what you have available, when you need it. Do you want to be tax efficient? We have to ask these questions. So, you know, if you're in the listening audience, one of the things to start considering is exactly what Brett just said, is, can I use my IRA assets in advance of when I thought I was going to use them, right? We have been savers. Our mindset is save, save money, save money, save money, save money. Love to see those account balances going up. And it actually causes this problem where people now are very hesitant to start pulling money out of those IRAs. But if you delay and you wait out to RMD age and you no longer have a choice and can't be proactive with your tax planning, the question becomes, during that wait period, do the tax laws change? And if they do change, do they go up? And if you poll most people listening today, because we do it at our workshop, I would tell you most people believe taxes are going up during retirement years. So if the taxes are at a rate today that we know and are defined, and we don't know or know what they'll be defined to in the future, why not take action today? Use your IRAs earlier than later. Delay Social Security to have some guaranteed income payments. And then once you get to the Social Security age, your RMDs will probably fill the gap for everything else, and you probably won't touch your total assets in your IRA accounts. There'll definitely be money left over as legacy for beneficiaries. Which brings me to the topic of what we talked about originally, these charitable remainder unit trusts as a tool, right? So an alternative to the stretch IRA that's making rounds right now among tax experts, you know, attorneys, CPAs, enrolled agents, people who are always thinking about taxes, is this idea of a charitable remainder unit trust, which leaves assets to a charitable organization and pays a fixed annual percentage to a beneficiary. So kind of like, if that's the case, you would work with an accountant or an estate planning attorney or a financial planning firm that understands this. And you would, you know, what you would want to do is have a trust that's created, a trust of the beneficiary IRA. And this way the trust gets an IRA when you die. All right. So when you pass away, this charitable remainder trust that receives your IRA. So it doesn't go to your beneficiaries directly. Okay. You would also select two beneficiaries. You do this in advance. Mm-hmm. So an individual who will receive the income annually from the trust, and they'll receive that for a specific period of time, usually designated as the life of that beneficiary, and a charitable organization to receive the remaining money after that beneficiary passes away. Okay? So that's kind of the basis of it. Now, inside the trust, assets grow on a tax-deferred basis, and while the beneficiary pays taxes on the income he or she receives. So the glut of the money, that keeps growing tax-deferred. As that money's being distributed, that income is being distributed from the trust to that beneficiary, that becomes taxable income. Okay, and there's a sliding factor to determine how much money that beneficiary is going to receive on an annual basis. But as you can quickly see, that's a much better alternative that only have a 10-year ticking timeline. If I don't get this done in 10 years, all of that money's being distributed. I got to pay taxes on it. Here, we're kind of replicating the required minimum distribution income stream. Now, you get a payment from the charitable remainder trust instead of your IRA each year, right? So that's the beneficiary. The account owner also collects a partial income tax deduction for the assets that will eventually go to the charity. So the good positive for the person who owns the IRA today, not the beneficiary, but the actual account owner, is going to get some partial tax benefits up front by creating this charitable remainder unit trust.
Who owns the trust?
So the trust is its own entity, right? So nobody owns it. It files its own tax return. It's got its own tax ID number. And that's what kind of creates the envelope of protection for taxes. And then the fact that it's being given to charity ultimately, and there's a lot of detail to this. So, if you're interested in what we're talking about, it really would make sense to come in and see, number one, Am I a potential candidate for this? Like, does this even fit into my overall financial plan? That's number one. Number two is, if the answer is yes to that, then learn the details of it, right? So, we have accountants and we have tax attorneys affiliated with Thrive Financial Services and Thrive Capital Management. Brett and I, Karen, we understand all the details and can explain them clearly. We don't execute legal or tax advice on it, so we would defer all of that once somebody says, geez, this does make a whole lot of sense, let's go forward with that. But there's advantages to the person who is quote-unquote donating the IRA. There's benefits to a charity long-term, and then there's benefits to the beneficiary, the original beneficiary, that they are now receiving income in a systematic way versus being forced to take all the money out at one particular time. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot there. I think the one key thing, if this is something that works for you or you have an interest in or it makes sense for your portfolio.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, we have a ton of people that come in that we with no doubt know that they're going to be leaving a chunk of change to beneficiaries, whether they wanted to or they didn't. And there has to come to a point that people understand that. So now, rather than it just kind of going as it goes, you got to put some planning in place. And unfortunately, right, the only workaround to the elimination of the stretch IRA right now is exactly what we're talking about. So I would really encourage people that if you've got $500,000 or above in your IRA accounts, it's at least worth exploring whether you're a candidate for this. And then we'll let you know that. And then if you are a candidate, let's just go through the details. There's no obligation. We're going to give you the details. And if you find it to be a workable solution, then we'll figure out how to follow through with that case.
Yeah, Krause, the Secure Act, again, it's a little more than a month old now. And again, we've already talked two or three shows just talking about the Secure Act. And again, we just gave people a lot of different actionable items here today. And again, if you're sitting here being part of the listening audience saying, yeah, but which one applies to me? That's why we offer those complimentary sessions. It's just simply educate people.
They're definitely saying that. I think they're definitely saying that. I'm trying to process everything.
Because again, the government's always number three. Right. I do not want to leave my money to the government. Mm-hmm. And that's our encouragement. Again, if I heard something on the air today saying, oh my gosh, that sounds like my situation, reach out to us, 1-800-516-5861, info@Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, thrivefinancialservices.com. Be proactive. Do not be the ostrich putting your head in the sand. This is a game changer. Find out how that Secure Act applies to me. Get that complimentary Thrive Retirement Roadmap review.
Yep. You worked really hard for the money that you're saving for your family and for your legacies. So why not do it tax efficiently and put more money in your family's pockets and in charities' pockets instead of the government? We're all willing to pay our fair share, but why pay more than we have to? That's what we feel.
David, last word for
you.
Yeah,
and Joe, you know, we get that people are confused about it because there's so much information. It's a process, but we're not. And I don't mean that in a demeaning way.
You're definitely not.
We're definitely not. No. We understand down to the most minute detail of how this works, why it works, and how it should work for certain people. So there are points in time where, like I said in previous shows, you don't want to doctor yourself, right? Something this important, it may take the need of a financial professional who really understands. Now, whether that's Thrive or not, we get it. But make sure it's a fiduciary. And make sure they know what they're talking about. And if you just ask a certain couple of questions, you'll quickly get a, you know, kind of an understanding whether they do or they don't.
And if you'd like to re-listen to today's broadcast, the podcast, you certainly can do that and consume what was a fantastic show today here on Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show. That's going to do it for this Saturday's edition of Roadmap to Retirement. On behalf of David Bizarre, Karen Bizarre, Brett Elam, and all members of the Thrive Army, and all of those who listened or tuned in today for the first time, I'm Joe Krause. See you next time, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Krause at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.